Hi, I'm Pam Smith. We're at one of our beloved Anythink libraries in Thornton, Colorado, and Sharon is one of my best friends and colleagues. And I'd like to start this off this afternoon by asking Sharon, what does she love about libraries?
Hi, I'm Sharon Morris. I love so many things about libraries. I think one time when I was working in the children's library, this girl who was probably about 10 was asking me a question, and I was helping her on the computer, and she just stopped and looked at me and said, "Do you like your job?" And I was like, "I totally love my job. You want to know why?" And she just kind of looked at me like, "I don't know that I really want to know why," but it just occurred to me, you know, like every day I would get to learn something new, but I didn't have any control over what I learned. Like total strangers were deciding. And so what I love about libraries is it's all about learning and discovery and, you know, just having the possibility of being better. What do you love about libraries?
I love the adventure of being in a library and discovering, just like you said, discovering every day. It's like taking a walk in the woods and you discover different things. And so that's the way we set our libraries up, is to be kind of this big adventure, walk through the woods, Winnie the Pooh, 100-acre woods. You kind of might come into the library and you might be thinking about checking out a GED book, but along the way you will discover there's this amazing cookbook on figs. And you'll say, "Wow, I have to have that cookbook." So that's what I love about libraries, is that they're filled with surprises and ideas, and it's a wonderful space to reinvigorate and to be nurtured and cared for and to sustain yourself.
So do you have like an early memory of being in the library when you were a kid?
My first memory of being in a library, we lived in Iowa, and I just stumbled upon the library. That was a little Carnegie library not far from our house, and I think they were doing story hour, and I thought, this is magnificent. Like, these people are sitting around and they're reading stories, and then they gave me an application for a library card, and I remember like running all the way home. It's like, "Mom, Dad, if you sign this, I can get a library card." Then I ran all the way back and got my first library card.
That's great. One of the things I learned from you is the power of story to connect people. And I wonder how you use story to connect people to anything.
Well, one of my favorite quotes is from The Crow and the Weasel, Barry Lopez. It says, "Sometimes a person needs a story more than food to stay alive." And that just goes back to what's magical and wonderful about libraries. And so the Anythink story really is all about, the library is owned by the people who come into the space. And so each person who comes in creates their own story of their own library. So a researcher might come in and they frame their library in terms of what they need to do a specific piece of research. And a preschooler might come in and they frame their story of the library in terms of meeting their first friend at the library or discovering books or reading or something to play with. And so each person develops their own story, really. That's what Anythink is about. Anything you want to think about, anything you want to be, any idea that you want to pursue or discover or find more information about. It goes back to the basic democracy of libraries, which is anything you want to know about, you can discover in a library. And that's what Anythink is all about.